and you are listening to the Texas Standard. When President Donald Trump slapped tariffs on Chinese imports to the United States, one American company that stood to lose big was Apple. The parts from China to build its top-of-the-line Mac Pro would just become prohibitively expensive for U.S. assembly. But now, yes, now we're hearing that Apple will build the Mac Pro in the United States. But wait, not just anywhere in the U.S., right here in Texas. Why and what does it mean for the Lone Star State? I'll bet Dave Hamilton knows. He co-founded the Apple-focused news site, The Mac Observer, and he's a former resident of the Texas capital city. Dave, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me back. I've been trying to get back to Texas as quickly as I could.
It's a little bit of a homecoming.
This gets me there.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about this $6,000 machine. As I understand it, they've been building the Mac Pro in Austin for a while now, no?
That's right. Not the new one yet, because the new one has just been started. But since 2013, they've been building the cylindrical or trash can Mac Pro right there in Austin. And as we understand it, they will be using that same plant to produce the new Mac Pro, which makes sense because they probably haven't been all that busy there making the old Mac Pro for quite some time.
So what do you think's going on? Does the president of Apple have some kind of a hotline with Donald Trump and he's won some sort of exemption? Or what is going on behind the scenes that we're not seeing?
They certainly talked. Tim Cook and Donald Trump have met several times and have talked. I have no doubt that Apple being, you know, in the running for the most valuable company has a little bit of sway there. And I think that, yeah, there's probably some deals that were made, but I don't think anything nefarious. I think this is, you know, the way it has always worked for Apple. And they're just doing what they need to do to keep moving the company forward.
Just to be clear, there's a new round of tariffs that was set to go into effect later this year. And for this to make any economic sense, I suppose you'd have to get some sort of exclusion to this new round of tariffs. That seems to have been what Apple has worked out, right?
Yeah, it looks like there were, I think, 15 different tariffs that were going to impact them, and they've got exclusions on the majority of them. I think 10 was the last number that I saw. So, yes, there definitely is some sway and quid pro quo here to allow this to be built here as opposed to, as you said, offshore in China.
Does this tariff deal have any impact on, I mean, you mentioned 10 different exclusions. What about iPhone production or what consumers might pay for a new phone or other Apple equipment going forward?
Well, you hit the nail on the head right there with what consumers will pay. I don't think these tariffs are enough to make it so that the iPhone production could ever really move here and yet still get a phone. People complain about the price of the iPhone as it stands, add 30% to that, and I don't think it works out. So I think the iPhone will remain in China for its production. I can't imagine that change would happen. There's so much. They have built so many factories there, you know, in partnership with Foxconn, but I think that's going to stay in China.
So let's move back to the Mac Pro if we can. $6,000 machine, what's its role in Apple's product line?
It answers the question for what computer do pros use? And for those true pros that actually need that computer, it fills a void that otherwise Apple had not filled for quite some time. That is a super powerful pro machine and really does serve a purpose that no other Mac has been able to serve before.
And the previous version didn't exactly set the world on fire, however, right?
No, it did not. There were problems with it, performance issues. It was built to be more elegant than functional. The current Mac Pro, the new Mac Pro, we'll call it, really does prioritize function, while it, to my eyes, does not sacrifice form at all. It's quite pretty in person, and I think everybody will agree when they get to see it.
What do you think this means for Austin, for Texas? I mean, are we talking about a lot of new jobs or jobs that will return as a result of this special deal?
I haven't seen any details on that, but I honestly don't think it makes a huge difference there. The plant already exists. It's already very robotic and automated. Certainly, there are people that work there, and they will retain those jobs, as I understand it. But I don't think this is going to create a significant number of new jobs. Although I could very much be wrong, and for all of my friends in Austin, I hope I am.
Dave Hamilton, publisher of the Mac Observer, host of the Mac Geek Gab podcast. Dave, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out of your day to speak with us on the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.